Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? Great to be here. Great to have everybody up here with me. So I guess today we're going to talk about what it takes to be a crypto content creator. So if we can, tell us who you are and what you do and why you do it.
My name is Gaston Cruz, and I run a meetup in the Los Angeles area, specifically Long Beach. And I do it because I was looking to speak with other crypto people because I couldn't find any people in real life. And it steamrolled into like a small convention, like very, very grassroots style. So I do it because I just want to bring the community together.
Tell me about your outfit here.
This is your captain speaking. The bottle's here. And I'm just ready to celebrate Halloween in Vegas.
Love it. So Cody.
Hey, my name is Cody. I create content just to connect with people that might not be in the crypto space yet and try and bring them in and show them that it's fun and easy to learn and kind of just grow a really cool community. And I also throw parties. And that's about it. Yeah. Thanks, Cody. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, hell yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, and I'm Leah. My channel is Girl Gone Crypto, and so I make lots of different types of content, but more specifically video. So why I'm in the space is I've been, my background is in doing like tech videos, and I've been kind of casually in the crypto space for a long time, just, you know, learning and, you know, stacking sats when I can and all that. And so just really only a few months ago started Girl Gone Crypto and was like, you know, I think I really want to start making some crypto related content and taking that kind of technical overwhelm and making it feel a little more approachable. So I'm just excited for the space. That's why I'm here. I'm just really passionate about it.
Awesome.
What's up, everybody? I'm Nye. I run a podcast and do some other stuff.
All right. That was deep. What got you into the space, man? Why crypto?
Why crypto? Initially drugs. I bought drugs online with Bitcoin.
So you decided to share your story?
Hey, Mom.
Awesome. All right. Well, my story is a little different. My name is Robert Beatles, Christian, husband, father. Created a large construction service company in California. Then created a software company. Next thing you know, I'm in Bitcoin in 2011. People were asking me all about it in 2017. So we created this this YouTube channel for friends and family just to kind of help show them how to navigate the water, all that kind of cool stuff. And, you know, kind of took off. Next thing you know, we got a TV show and we're the face of TradingView Sessions. And what, the whole purpose of it is just to educate people, bring them into blockchain, show the value that the people can get from it. So it's been a lot of fun, met a lot of great people, including a lot of awesome people up here. So it's been fun. So I guess since we're going to talk about creating content, man, how are you like inspired to come up with the content that you create? What where do you go to get your information? What compels you to put it out there?
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, so it's definitely a hotbed for crypto. You know, not the entire nation has that privilege, I guess. So I know I go to a lot of meetup events and smaller events and larger events in the LA area, and I mix and mingle with the community, and I'm like, hey, you know, your project is awesome. You should come speak about it at my meetup. So that's how I bring people over to the meetup.
Gotcha. Do you actually make like YouTube videos and things like that?
So yeah, I usually don't do them myself. I mean, I do record them, but I don't really come out of them. I just give the project some floor time. And at the meetup, you know, they'll pitch their project, talk about their project, and whoever attends can actually ask that person questions, and or if they have any concerns, they could talk to them right then and there in person.
All right, cool. What about you, Cody? How do you pick what you cover?
So I'm in New York, and it's just 24/7. I attend a meetup almost every other day, and it's interesting to see where everyone comes from and their story and how they got into the space. And I kind of try and target my content to target normal people coming in the space, and it's interesting to see people's story. And I can always pull from everybody's story and kind of throw content out there, and it really grabs people just from that. So
cool. How about you?
Yeah, the way I approach, you know, making content and deciding what to make, I like to call it the study and spaghetti method. So I just throw things up on the wall and see what sticks and study it and see kind of what seems to be working well. And so like I did say, like, you know, my channel is fairly new. And so I'm still kind of in this really fun exploratory mode of being like, okay, do I want to do interviews? Do I want to do project reviews? Do I want to do tutorials? And just kind of trying all of that and just seeing, you know, kind of how how what the response is and what the engagement is and what I have fun doing. So I think you've got to really enjoy what you're doing too. You know, it's not just, okay, what does people, you know, so just kind of balancing all of that and cool. hanging out. So
awesome.
I don't know. All my content is based off like what I experience, right? So there's like days that I don't really post a lot of content because I'm not like in the zone. Like I bounce like my content off of like what my reality is. So like based upon conversations I have or events I'm at or things like that, you know, that's kind of the way I approach it.
What's some of the, I guess, mistakes that you see a lot of content creators out there in the space making?
Not changing it up. If you're going to create content, you got to keep like changing and like seeing what sticks, seeing what works, exactly like the spaghetti method. Like it's a cheesy name, but I like it, but it's 100% right. Like if you want to be like a content creator in any like crypto or anything, like it's all about consistency and continuing to try new methods and try new things to see what works and what doesn't.
Awesome. What about you, Leah? What do you see people out there doing that's probably wrong?
You know, I'd say that, I mean, everyone's got their own kind of methods and ways that they do things. You know, I think that, especially for someone that is starting out, I think that, you know, not like overshilling all the time, right? So I think just being really selective about the brands you want to work with and making sure that you are 100% in line with that and that you think that it's something that's really awesome. Luckily, there's tons of awesome things happening in the crypto world. So, you know, but then there's also other things you got to be careful about, right? And so I know one of my biggest fears, I would say, with making content is that I'll make something about a project and it turns out it's like a scam or something. And I, you know, so do your own research, but I'm always, you know, that's something I've really spend a lot of time on is just making sure that it's legit. So that could be a mistake, I guess, to circle back to that.
People not doing their own research.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Cody, what do you think?
I guess people not really being genuine and in line with what they're doing, you know. For me, it's about putting myself out there 1,000,001%. Like, how I am online is probably how I am when you meet me, and I'm kind of just like no bullshit. And if you're not really there for that, like, I don't know why you're really here to begin with, you know. This is a movement. It's not no bullshit money scam, you know.
So just be yourself is what you're saying.
1,000,001%, because if people are not going to like him online, probably not going to like him in person, you know?
Exactly. What mistakes you seen people make out there?
I think this is more for newbies who want to come in and be a content creator. I think they chase having like the fanciest camera or the best mic or expensive lighting, where you can do very good content just on a mobile phone. And I ran into that issue last year. My problem was I brought all my camera equipment, my microphone. The problem is that the building was three stories, and it was a pain in the butt to go upstairs and try to bring somebody back down to the media room. That was a pain in the butt. So I threw in the towel, didn't even use the DSLR, went out on the floor with my iPhone, and everything worked out just fine.
And one of the problems I see with, you know, content creators in this space too is it kind of touches on what Leo was saying, where people kind of hitching their wagons, you know, maybe to the wrong horse, right? They're out there just, you know, kind of showing things, getting paid, not telling people. And then a lot of their people that buy into it, they end up getting hurt. So there's people that just do this knowingly. Sometimes it's with referral links. Sometimes it's just, you know, promoting the wrong company and they're getting paid very well for it. So that's one of the problems I see. I think people need to just be kind of like what you said, true to yourself. You know, talk about what's important to you. If you have a story, go out there and tell it. But don't be out there trying to monetize your fans with with shill projects and things like that. So, cool, man. So what's some of the stuff that you've all seen in the space? Like maybe what's one of the most controversial things that you can think of that you've seen in the space that's maybe affected you? Yeah, it could be maybe like a post that you did that got some hate, maybe something you saw in the crypto space that affected you that was... I don't know.
Bitcoin Cash is not the real Bitcoin.
All right.
That's pretty much it in a wrap. Yeah, that's Bitcoin Cash is not the real Bitcoin.
Did you get some blowback for saying that or what?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody hates on... A lot of people hate on Bitcoin Cash. And, you know, they say it's going to die off. But at the end of the day, currency is whatever we accept it to be. Because it doesn't matter if you... build a house measuring it in inches or centimeters, as long as you stick to one, it'll function. So if you use Bitcoin Cash, which works very well, by the way, very quick, and people are willing to use it, it's going to be around for a long time.
Gotcha. So maybe I'll just make the question a little bit easier. What's some of the most controversial things that you've said that you've got blowback for?
I compared Ripple to Nickelback, and my fucking my DMs just went wild with this craziness. Like, yeah, it wasn't good, dude. But I still feel that way now. So, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Do you know how Nickelback got their name?
Please tell me.
Oh, I think it was in Toronto, right? The guy was at Starbucks. He gave him change. He asked for his nickel back, and he's like, "That's gonna be the name of my band." He got change for his coffee, I think, in Canada.
Wow.
Something like that. I know, right? Random knowledge there.
So I probably don't post as many like super controversial things as maybe some, you know, especially as someone like I said, I've been in the space for a few years, but I'm not the most technical person in the room, you know? And so I still feel like in a lot of ways, like my knowledge is growing. So I'm like, not super like, whatever. But you know, that on that note though, like being careful about like the verbiage, you know, that you use, like, the other day I said something, I'm like, oh, and then this attack, and they're like, well, it's not technically an attack, it was this, and I got like all of these comments, and I was like, okay, right, thanks. You know, so yeah, I think just being careful about even making sure that it's, you know, all the verbiage is good.
Gotcha.
I once told parents that they should never cheat, that they're bad parents if they feed their kids McDonald's. And everyone hated me for that for a few weeks. And I stand by that statement.
Yeah, I can't argue with you, man. Have you seen that pink meat they call chicken nuggets?
It's disgusting.
I think probably the most hate I ever got is when I brought Roger Ver on as an advisor to Monarch. So that a lot of, you know, like you were talking about Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin, he's one of those guys that's, you know, loved or hated. So he's done a lot of great stuff, you know, for the space, but that was one that I caught some heat for, and I wouldn't change anything. But cool. So maybe who's somebody outside the crypto space that you guys admire, that you follow, that you try to emulate or you learn from?
Did you say inside or outside?
It could be outside the space. You know, somebody you try to emulate or somebody that you admire, that you try to kind of maybe, you know, pull from to make your own a little bit. Anybody can just jump in.
I pull from my buddy Mike, who actually jumped from a traditional finance background and went full into crypto and just wrote it out. Like, and you know, the passion that he brought and the balls he had to do that, job was paying him like well into six figures, and said, screw it, I'm gonna try this new thing. And now he's still doing it 3 years later. So that's kind of where I pull from.
Awesome, man. What about you, Liam? You have any people outside the space you like?
Yeah, so there's a girl I follow called Brittany Crystal, and she's a personal branding expert, like LinkedIn person. But I don't know, I just really, she's like no bullshit, just super like, this is me, this is what I talk about. And so even though it's about LinkedIn, which is nothing to, you know, I mean, isn't crypto related, I just really like her style and her vibe. So she's someone that I like to follow.
Awesome.
Kanye West, he's a good one. Lil Wayne. Anybody that's like genuinely themselves, you know what I mean? Yeah. I like people that are just like themselves. Like, no matter like what the world thinks of them or how they see them, they're just like themselves.
Very cool. Gaston?
Kobe Bryant. I mean, the guy grew up pretty well off, and usually when you grow up pretty well off, you're pretty much a little bit soft because you've been given everything. But that guy has a diehard work ethic. He's still working up like at 4 a.m., working out, getting four workouts in a day. And then he was explaining that if you work out four times a day to the average NBA player who works out twice a day, after 5 years of that compounding four workouts compared to compounding two workouts, there's no way that two workout guy is ever going to catch up to you. So I got to give it up to that guy.
Very cool, very cool. What's some advice that you have for people out here that might want to be a content creator?
Yeah, like I said before, just jump on in. Don't worry about making mistakes. Don't worry about having like the flashiest camera. Your phone works pretty well. If you dabble with it, it works pretty well. Just jump on in if you want. And if you don't like it, at the end of the day, you can just stop and just go do something else. But if you want to, jump on in.
Two things. Stop it. One, don't. Don't try to be a content creator. Like anybody, like literally, don't.
Be yourself, right?
Yeah. No, because like, people like try to be a content creator and then they create shitty content because they're trying to be a content creator. Dude, nobody gives a fuck about your content. Let's be real. Like, they care about you and they buy into you as a person. And then two, like, you gotta have thick skin and you have to be like ready to build thick skin. Like, people don't really realize, like, when you have even like 10 people or 5 people, like, or up to 5,000 people, 10,000 people who like target you and even send you good things and especially negative things. Like, that shit's like heavy. It's annoying. People don't treat other people like human beings on social media with respect or any sort of dignity. So, yeah.
That's a great point. How do you deal with trolls?
What's that?
That's a great point. How do you deal with trolls?
Block them. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thin line, right? Because like, it's not that thin of a line, but there's a strict line. Like, there's people that are just disagree with you that you can get into conversation with, and then there's like people that are just blatant assholes with 31 followers on Twitter that created a third account to follow you and like say some shit about you. You know?
They got time.
They got. I mean, I block them, and then like, I usually get like decently frustrated if it's like something that's like just frustrates me, but at the same time, like, I also like have empathy for them because, like, dude, anybody that takes their time to create a Twitter account to follow me to say that I'm an asshole or that I don't know what I'm doing or whatever, like, obviously has like some mental health issues and is like going through some like something emotional. Like, it has nothing to do with me.
No, that person has deeper issues for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
But they took the time out of their day to do that for you. What's that say?
Yeah, exactly. No, for real. And like, nobody's going to come say it to my face, you know? Like, that's the truth of it.
They're keyboard warriors, right?
I wish they would, but they won't.
So, Leah, how do you deal with the haters and the trolls?
Go for a walk. You don't dust it off. But, no, yeah, you just got to let that go.
Does it really affect you? Does it affect you mentally? Yeah.
You know, it. I think, like, a little bit, and then I have to check myself and be like, this is not about me. This is really about this person, and like, the way that I like to think about it is people that are really doing things with their life, that are really involved in things they're passionate about and driving things forward, don't take the time to stop and tear other people down. So I'm like, this isn't someone I really want to get feedback from anyway. And so their feedback doesn't matter, but I do have that moment of a trigger, and then I have to kind of let it go.
I think you're lying if it says it doesn't affect you, even if it's like a moment. Like, it does, dude. Like we're human beings, and if some other person comes on your like feed, even if I don't know them, even if they're a fucking turtle that's like three followers, and they're like, "You're a fucking idiot, Nye," you know, I'm just like, "Dude, why?" You know, like, why? You know, it doesn't affect me every time, but like, I would be lying to say, "Nah, like, it doesn't affect me at all."
Gotcha. What about you, Cody? What do you do to haters?
I fucking troll them, man. Like, I have.
I love it.
I'll send emojis back. I'll send foot pics back. I'll send forehead pics back. Cause it's like, I got time too, and I'm like, I love creating content. I'll create content for everyone, even the trolls, dude. Like, that's my game. I love it, dude. Bring it. I love every part of it.
That is fun.
Please troll me for foot pics, dude. Like, I got time, dude.
What do you do with the trolls?
So I haven't had too many trolls. I'm not that big, but I did get some troll hate for Bitcoin Ben being my buddy, and Ben said some controversial stuff, and then apparently I was involved with it. I wasn't there or anything, but since I'm hanging out with them, I'm a part of that kind of movement. But like Nye said, yeah, I did get under my skin. That was like my first troll, and I was like, damn, dude, I just want to whoop your ass for real. But you know, we can't do that because you're in Tennessee, and you're not going to see me at a conference. So to be honest, I just like ignored that guy. But if I had time, like Cody, I'd probably send him stuff back.
I got time.
You got time.
I love it. So what's a video that you haven't done that you were thinking about doing that you, in hindsight, wish you released? Maybe it was too controversial. Maybe it was something you were thinking about doing, but you just didn't do it for whatever reason. What's a piece of video content you didn't do that you wish you did?
I have to go first.
Okay, anybody can go. Yeah.
I have so many tweets in my drafts. I have so many draft tweets, like so many that I'm just like, this is borderline. I probably shouldn't say that online, you know?
That's what Abraham Lincoln used to do. He'd write these big scathing long letters and then he'd just put them in the dresser and he wouldn't mail them.
Yeah.
And when he died and they found him, they're like, holy crap.
When I have like someone like who I get really triggered by, like who like hates on me, I'll write a fucking 4-tweet thread about it. Be like, you don't know, you don't know anything about me. Like, and I'll be like, all right, bro, just put that in the draft. And like 20 minutes later, I'm like, dude, I would never send that shit. So,
yeah.
I think for me, I get like really random ideas sometimes where I'm like, this would be amazing. And then I'm like, that's going to take me like 20 hours to make because that would be such a complicated video. And then I just keep putting it off. You know, like I'll get an idea for like a random like Bitcoin spoof song video. And I'm like, well, I'd have to learn a 4-part harmony and learn the music and do this and do that and do all that. And I'm just like, eh, that's, you know.
You don't have time.
Yeah. I got time, so like, I'll make the most insane videos ever just off a whim, just when I'm out walking down the street. No thought necessary, dude. Half the shit doesn't even make sense. Honestly, it's just for no reason, just to see what happens. It's throwing spaghetti at a wall, and sometimes it really makes sense, and sometimes it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, are you okay? And then that's it. That's how I make my videos, so thanks. Thank you.
You got anything for us?
Yeah, I have some content from the Bitcoin 2019 conference, and I had a backpack stolen over there, so when I had to get back home, I couldn't work directly on those videos, and I had to chase around a couple things, and then some family issues came around. I couldn't really get down and execute, so that one's actually just still lingering there, but I have content with some really interesting people in the space, and the biggest person on there for me is Max Kaiser, because Max is the person that got me into Bitcoin.
Excellent. Max is the man. So, when did you find out about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin was $20.
So, is it 2013,
2010, 2012? Yeah. End of 2012?
Wow. Right on, man. What's your guys' favorite movies? Just
Pulp Fiction.
Point Break.
Oh, God. I don't even know. This is terrible. I don't even watch movies so much.
What?
Let me think about it. This is a... Yeah.
The Matrix.
Oh, that's good.
So, would you have had the red pill or the blue pill?
Both.
Truth. Your eyes would be opened?
I'd take like 5 red pills.
5 red pills. Nye died on red pills.
I'll be honest, I'm like way more of a like guilty pleasure binge, like Gilmore Girls on Netflix or something. Like that's my jam, you guys.
Anybody ever see Super Troopers? Yeah.
Right, meow.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. So. All right, if you guys had a time machine, you guys could go forward in time or back in time, as far forward or as far back as you want, but you had to stay there. When and why?
I was going to say I'd take a time machine back to, you know, 2010 and buy up a bunch of Bitcoin, but I don't know if I want to stay in 2010. I mean, but, you know, it's not so bad.
Yeah. But, you know.
I would go back to when I was 16 and remind myself that I still had time to grow a beard. I was always jealous of people growing beards at that age, and now I have this glorious master mane on my face. So thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. And that's it. Thank you. And I would go back to 2009 and try and pick up some Bitcoin. Thank you. Thank you. I got time.
You sure do. Sometimes I think about that, the question itself, and I think I'd probably go back to when I was 5 and just run it back all over again.
Just reset?
Just reset. Let's do it one more time.
I don't think I would go anywhere. I'd stay right here.
Just right here in the now.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Does anybody in the audience have any questions for anybody up here? Anybody out there want to be a content creator? Snay. What is up, my man?
A lot of the platforms, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you know, which ones have their advantages and which ones do you think have the most impact, you know, on crypto culture?
All right. So what social media platform has the most impact for crypto?
TikTok.
Maybe.
I think YouTube.
I think YouTube is just like kind of like the sun. Everything else revolves around it at this moment.
I disagree. I think Twitter. I think Twitter's where the conversation happens. YouTube's where they throw information at you. But nobody really converses on YouTube.
Nice. Twitter. I'm on Instagram too, and I don't really yield much from crypto Instagram because there's about 17 of us on there. So
we're friends on there.
Yeah, crypto Instagram is not a thing. So Twitter and YouTube are definitely the big hitters for sure if you're looking to connect and grow with other content creators and get proper info.
Yeah, I think Twitter, because of the shareability, like you said, the conversation's happening there. Like you can retweet, you can comment. There's just this, you can have this massive amount of engagement, whereas some of these other platforms, it's not quite as visible. You can't share other people's content as easily. And so Twitter, definitely.
We need to make crypto TikTok a thing, though. We need to grow this community.
If you're not on TikTok, get on TikTok right now and follow me. I'm about to blow up. Straight up,
one,
I'm kidding.
Two, three, four. Yeah, you're gonna have like 20 people. I love it. I love it. So, where can people go to find you? And you know, what is it you're mostly talking about?
TikTok.com/9 No, you can go to Twitter. Find me there. You can follow my podcast, whatiscrypto.com.
Yeah, Girl Gone Crypto. You can find me pretty much wherever people hang out. So Instagram, even LinkedIn, you know, obviously YouTube and Twitter. So just type in Girl Gone Crypto and you'll be able to find me.
You'd find me on Twitter and Instagram at Cody is Fun, and also my podcast with my buddy Tom called the Do Your Own Research Podcast. It's the best podcast in the whole crypto space. We just started almost 4 months ago. And yeah, thank you. Follow. Thank you.
Cody's got time. So where people go to find you?
The Gaston Cruz across all platforms.
Awesome. Anybody wants to find me, just Robert Beatles on Twitter or Crypto Beatles on YouTube. So thanks a bunch, everybody. God bless you. Appreciate everybody on the panel. You guys are awesome.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.